Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore in conjunction with the Territorial Statehouse Museum.
After a long career in the military, Don Thompson served as a judge. He is now retired and living in Fillmore.
So I have this kid in front of me, and he's barely 18, charged with arson. I thought he was in the Army when I first saw him, haircut, nice shirt. And so I said, "What's going on?" He goes, "Well, I knew that my friend's parents were leaving town, so I pooped in a paper bag and lit it up on the front porch. But it was the wrong house." And I understood the background of this because I grew up in rural Utah. So I called this gentleman up and I said, "And you're the victim here, sir?" He goes, "Well, hell, I didn't even realize kids still did that. Was there any damages?" He goes, "No, I got a cement porch." He said, "And I knew what that was as soon as I opened the door. Y'all wasn't going to put that fire out." I said, "Well, would you have any objection to me amending this charge from arson to how about if we get him for littering?" He goes, "I'm good with that, Judge." And so his fine was 40 hours of community service at his house. And I remember the old man said, he goes, "Good, Judge, I got plenty of work for him." I found no joy in putting anybody in jail. I found joy in helping people. When I took over that domestic violence court, we had a recidivism rate of almost 80%, and I had a problem with that. So one of the things I would do, you got charged with domestic violence, and what you're going to do is you're going to go to counseling, and you're going to go to counseling with your significant other. Both of you have to agree to this. Your counselor is going to give me a report card. So every month we'd bring them in, you know, and they'd be lined up out there, and it was very friendly. We'd just sit down and we'd say, how's it going, you know, and I'd have my little report card. Then I'd ask the significant other, "How's he been?" or "How's she been?" "Came home drunk the other night, spent the paycheck, threatened to slap me around. Did you call the police?" "No, didn't get that bad." So I'd say, "Well, what are you doing this weekend?" I said, "Well, I was actually thinking about going up to the White Mountains and doing some fishing." "No, no, you're going to jail." They got the word. My recidivism rate went down to less than 20%. I have a 156-year-old house. There's plenty to do there. I was with my wife. We were on our way to Montana, so we stopped here, Fillmore, and she says, "This is kind of a neat little town." And I'm like, "Okay, it's cold, and there's nothing here." She really liked it here. I was looking at a house up on the hill over here, and my wife saw this one, and I said, "I think you just need to offer them the money on that one." She goes, "You mean the green one?" I said, "Oh, heavens no, we don't want that house. It's a money pit. It's old. It's falling apart." "I really like that." I said, "But for the money, you can buy that nice brand new one up on the hill." And she's like, "I really like that." Next thing you know, got plenty of work to do. So I guess I can't literally leave this earth until the house is done. So I might be here for another 25, 30 years. You never know.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.